Wide-scale demonstrations are taking place in the United States against President Donald Trump's immigration policies.
Okay.
Well, one of the first rallies began in New York City as people from all walks of life converge on the streets in protest. People have started to gather near the White House in Washington, D.C., where the largest demonstration is expected to take place. Protests are expected in all 50 U.S. states. Now, organizers say more than 750 rallies are planned across America. Protesters are angry at the separation of children from their detained parents who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border as part of Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Crossing over to Texas, joined by John Parker, International Action Center member. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell me about these demonstrations taking place across the country and what it's trying to accomplish. And do you think that you will reach your goal?
Yes, there are 700 demonstrations actually going around the country. People who are outraged at these assaults, the child abuse, the fascist-like actions by the Trump administration, which actually reflect the record deportations and the endless wars of the Obama administration. This is a continuous policy, and people are here, and they're saying they're not going to take this anymore. They're not going to take the separation of families. So we're in front of the Border Patrol headquarters in McAllen, Texas, right here.
And tell me what the people there are saying. What do they want to see happen as a result, for example, of these demonstrations?
So what we want to happen, we're demanding, one of the demands is to abolish ICE. The organization that I am working with right now is called FIRE, Fight for Immigrants and Refugees Everywhere. And one of the demands is to abolish this fascist-like organization called ICE. Which is the Homeland Security's version of almost like creating concentration camps, making inhumane, very inhumane war crimes that are being committed right now. The whole world is watching this, and we wanted to show that people here are saying, we will not tolerate this. We will build solidarity. I myself am an African American. And we know about separating families on the slave blocks when it started during slavery. And so there are many people united, multinational, multigenerational, united to say we will not tolerate this abuse. And there should be full legalization for everyone, for all migrants here. There should be no borders. If capitalism can send their money across every border, then people should be able to go through every border as well.
Well, John, have you ever seen it this bad in the United States in dealing with these people who are trying to get into the country? Has it ever been as bad as it is now?
You know, it's interesting. It has escalated, of course, under the Trump administration. But, you know, 5,000 families were separated under the Obama administration, which also had the record deportations. Right now, the media is paying more attention to it. Because of social media, people are seeing this. They're wondering why aren't the politicians talking, the Democrats and Republicans, why aren't they talking about it? Why is the media talking about it? So they respond, the corporate media is responding to the pressure, and now they're starting to publicize what's been going on for years and years. But the danger is what they're trying to do is dehumanize migrant community. And dehumanize and blame them for the job crisis. But we know that the reason that migrants are here is because of the economic wars and the military wars against Latin America and Central America. 3 million small farmers in Mexico lost their farms because of NAFTA, because of U.S. imperialist trade policies, and they were forced to come here. That's why the migrants are coming here, and they should be allowed to come here. In fact, instead of being put in detention centers, they should get reparations from this country.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John Parker from the International Action Center there out of McAllen, Texas. All our best, and thanks so much for talking to us today.